as I said, the world is changing, and we're providing that gateway technology now to a whole new world of real time versus analog.
Good morning and welcome to the Fobi Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Ian Cameron, and I'm joined today by Rob Anson, Chairman and CEO of Fobi. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Ian. How are you today?
Doing very well. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Excellent. All right. Well, we've got lots of questions for you. There's been a bunch of news that's come out over the past week, so I want to jump right into that and get your take on sort of what's been happening with Fobi. Well, first off, the company announced the completion of a very strategic capital raise. Can you speak to the timing and the strategy behind this move?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when we started to look back in, I guess, October, we've obviously captured a lot of interest along our journey here. We've met some great investors. We've now reached a broader audience of investors globally with the help of our investor pass and all of the great communications that you guys put together like this. I get reached out quite often by people that are looking to gain position and help where they can. And they see this as an early stage growth company still. And obviously where the markets went last year, broadly speaking, and us included, a great opportunity for people to get in. So our previous raise, same thing. We had one investor come to the table that was looking to invest quite heavily. I kept it down to the seven figures to get them in. They've been a great partner for us in the interim since. And then pre-Christmas, we started to see a lot of selling with tax loss season, of course, upon us. And I had one individual step up and say that they would like to get involved with the company, not just from a partnership side, but from an investment side, which to me is always great when you can have your partners invest and have skin in the game. So that's where we saw the opportunity of, hey, look, if you can help us clean up some of this overhang from the previous year and you can support in the market, happy to put you in here. And, you know, for me, it's always about partners, as you know, and aligning with the right people. It also keeps the shares in a friendly place as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, to your point, last year was a tough year in the market for everybody. A lot of interesting activity happening. And you know, lately there's been a lot of buzz around the Genius Group with the launch of their formal investigation into illegal trading. Can you provide us a bit of comment or give those people at home some insight as to sort of some other potential strategies that you're looking at to protect against naked shorting?
Well, I can't really speak too much about Genius Group. I don't really know the story that well, but let's just say the allegations of naked shorting is nothing really new to the market, unfortunately. And this is why I'm a big believer in a new exchange built truly on blockchain technology, where there's 100% transparency, there's nowhere for people to hide, and all of these things are listed publicly. One day, that may be part of our future, Ian. But right now, there's a lot of challenges, of course, with, obviously, as we see here, big boards down to small cap, micro cap issuers. So there's a few things that we've considered and we are pursuing that I can't really comment further on. But, you know, let's just say part of my strategy has been focused on what I can control, and that's growing the business. And for us, this is a very big year for us. And at the end of the day, numbers speak for themselves, and it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And you have to have that ability to appreciate the journey, not the destination, because the journey, there's a lot of bumps in the roads. You know, we've seen that in the last few years, ups and downs and rounds, and you just got to be able to roll with it. Like I said, sometimes the way I look at things is a little bit different. I've learned a lot here in a short sort of few years in this public markets, and we will continue to develop new strategies to not just combat challenges in the market, but blaze new trails on innovation as well, as you're well aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, sort of talking a little bit about that business growth and a little bit more sort of positive news. Obviously, you know, we announced our latest partnership with Wunderman Thompson. And, you know, from my perspective, I mean, this is huge for Phoebe. I mean, we've already, you know, signed our first deal with them with, you know, with Scotch and Soda. So, but maybe for those people who are a little bit unfamiliar with Wunderman Thompson and sort of the agency model that we're going after here, can you explain a little bit more about who Wunderman Thompson is?
Well, Wunderman Thompson is one of the largest global ad agencies. And when I look at what they've done to integrate our technology with Past Creator and our story into their marketing, distributing it globally to all of their customer base, that's extremely of great honor, of course, but extremely impactful to the growth and evolution of our story and the visibility to Fortune 1000 to Fortune 100 companies in size and stature. They provide all the tools and assets for just what we're upon now: activation, transformation, business growth and development strategies. They're really much like system integrators, if you look at it from a holistic sort of government approach, as we see here with Deloitte and others. Wunderman Thompson brings an incredible opportunity for us because I'm always focused on development and growth of company. As I've said previously, I see us as an enabling technology provider where we don't need to have thousands of salespeople on the ground. We build partnerships and nurture partnerships like these here, which enables us tremendous growth through channel partners. It helps us remain agile, lean, and light, of course, from a balance sheet and operating cost perspective. But he who holds the gold owns a client. In this case here, the agency owns a client. They're the familiar, friendly voice versus myself or yourself reaching out and waving a flag and begging for an introduction. It's far better suited to being an enabling provider to bring value to your partner in new line revenues and revenue share models, license models, of which we're working through right now. They are the facilitator of the relationship and nurture. We're that enabling provider that creates benefit and value for all.
Yeah, very exciting. In the press release, obviously, we put in a bit about Salesforce and the integration that we built together with Wunderman Thompson. Can you maybe just lay out how important, well, a little bit about who Salesforce is and the value of this particular integration to Phoebe?
Well, for those who don't know, Salesforce is one of the largest software companies globally when it comes to CRM. And this, for us, once again, is just another incredible channel partner opportunity for us to grow the name brand for us, to grow the recognizable value, and to solve problems. And as we look towards new digital mobilization strategies, we're on the forefront of driving those. So these are great opportunities for us with massive client account ownership for us to leverage and continue the growth through channel partners.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, can you sort of maybe just go into a little bit more detail and explain a little bit more of the value and the strategy behind building that agency channel model that we're, you know, putting together now?
Well, once again, as I said, it is about channel. It's once again, he who holds the gold owns a relationship. And for us, it's rapid growth. Problem solver. That's it. I mean, it's really about that comfortability that they have to leverage on that existing relationship, where now for the agencies, they're in a highly competitive market just like everyone else. And when they're in their RFP process, it's that key little differentiator, not necessarily always about cheapest price or this or that. It's really about future-proof innovation and future-proof solutions, which lead to their decisions, once again, about future-proof investment. That's what we provide in our transformative solutions. We're not just solving the problem of today. We're building a roadmap and future together. It's very exciting because we've got best of both worlds right now. I mean, we're working with some of the largest CPG manufacturers globally. We're working now with some of the largest CPG manufacturer supportive agencies. So for us, like I said, we're well positioned here. And these, you know, nurturing of relationships is really what we've been about in partnerships, and we'll continue to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about it as well. Well, shifting gears a little bit now, you know, the latest press release that we just put out announcing the commercial launch of Pulse IR with our first client, which is, a digital health giant, Pangenomic Health. Can you explain for everybody listening what Pulse IR is and what's the significance to FOBI and our shareholders?
I see Pulse IR as the next evolution in investor relations and communications. There's no arguing the world's going digital. There's no arguing the world is 100% mobile centric now. And the driver of that is the artificial intelligence and big data. We've combined the best of our technologies to provide a whole new level of not just investor experience, but issuer operational efficiencies. And I'm extremely excited about this. This is something here that we've been working on for quite some time. Identified the opportunity, of course, is when I walked into this, and here we are using AI and machine learning and algorithms, all the stuff that our team is building and leveraging. And yet when it came to the capital market side of the business, I'm using the oldest antiquated tools there are, right? So I saw this as a huge opportunity. I don't like the word disruption, more so evolution. And this is it. The investor communications has been monkey see, monkey do forever. It's been web-based marketing at best. You know, the day of dialing for dollars are over. There's no need for that. You know, and we're leveraging some of the greatest AWS technology when it comes to that, as well as our own direct mobile lock screen and text, and integrating it all into one automated solution. You know, this is really the big part, as you can appreciate and you identified as well, is, hey, Rob, we have the ability to create a CMS and a dashboard that can automate a great deal of this communications. It provides a mobile strategy for 99.9% of the issuers that simply don't have one today. And that's really it. It's taking the best of what they do today and providing that gateway technology to help them connect, of course, through automation and big data and AI. But more importantly, it helps them connect to the new investor, the Gen Z millennial investor. We've seen a big shift here. And, you know, that's where I see the mobilization component becoming a very big factor, and gauging here by our early sort of wins and, you know, the reach outs now that the word is getting out there. It's something that I'm very, very excited about.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think definitely the mobile aspect of it and that younger generation of investors.
You kind of triggered something there. And that's the biggest part of it. You hear in our conversations, much like yesterday, where some of the largest companies in the world, as you know, we ask them the question of, what is your cost of client acquisition? And what is your ARPU value of those customers? And you know the answer, they don't have that. And it was much the same thing here. The capital markets world, investor relations and some of these different functionalities that spin off of that is what I called necessary evils, especially in the beginning, where you're trying to jockey for position to gain access to new investors, you know, to create these relationships and bonds. And I think to me, that's a big part of what it is. We enable them to now understand who their investors in fact are and to create this direct communication channel with them. The value of the data of understanding who you're communicating with is extremely valuable. And it's not just about client investor acquisition in this case, it's about retention. As we've said here, we've seen a very bumpy ride. And to me, the clearer the messaging can be, the accessibility and the connection and bond that you can provide to your investor audience, that is the key to long-term investor retention and I think success.
Absolutely. I mean, every survey we've seen has said that, you know, investors are looking for more communication, not less. So I think, you know, that absolutely fills that void. Well, just sort of speaking a little bit about, you know, the timing of the release. Obviously, you know, Rob, you're a very strategic, but also very tactical leader. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I joined FOBI. Can you kind of speak around the timing or the sort of the strategy behind the commercial launch of Pulse IR right now?
Well, I think there's two folds to that. I think, you know, as we've seen a lot of volatility and correction, adjustment, whatever you want to call it in the market, I think the outside external variable factors are shifting and changing. I think there's, you know, a lot of companies have, you know, been, let's call it hiding under the covers per se and in survival mode. They haven't been on the forefront of, you know, trying new things, of course, and they've been trying to, you know, get by. And I think right now it's kind of, you know, something that I felt was the right time because there's a little bit of a more positive long-term, I guess, sort of vision in the market where we're headed. So now companies are understanding, and I think part of it, Ian, is it's the driver of new innovation. It's the excitement of new opportunity and hope, if, as you would put it. I think that plays a big part here as to why I wanted to launch now when we did, because I do see an upside in the market, you know, especially as we get later into the year, and it gets these companies positioned. It also provides them, as I said, highly competitive. There's a million different, you know, gold and mining and exploration in these companies out there. Very, very antiquated models, once again, as well from a business perspective. This gives them a point of, I think, introduction to what new technology can do for their business, of course, but it also provides them that the optics of that they're utilizing new technology. They're looking to drive new innovation and latest and greatest to leverage in any way they can for the betterment of shareholders.
Well, absolutely. And speaking about that technology, Rob, in, you know, in the press release, we called out big data and the mobile digital transformation, which are, you know, obviously huge themes for, you know, for us. You've talked a little bit about the importance of these, but maybe can you talk a little bit about some of the challenges that, you know, organizations are facing, and what are some of the pain points that we solve with our PulseIR solution and the technologies behind that?
Well, for sure. And that's a great question. And I think when you look at it from 30,000 foot view, is that, as I said, everything is sort of repetitive. Keeping up with the Joneses is sort of the model of what it's been. And there hasn't been a lot of change with the Joneses, put it that way. So I think it's, you know, once again, it's an extension of what they're doing, right? There's a lot of great investor relation companies out there today. One of the key things too that, you know, we need to highlight here, I think, is that all of these issuers have multitude of silos, much like the retailers we talk about from a data perspective. And we provide that ability to connect, enhance, and integrate all of these together to provide a streamlined operational channel for them, which they don't have today. So that consolidation model, and much like we do from a mobile, you know, user perspective, providing one-touch access to all these different boards when people are outside of the home or sitting at home, like I do most of the time, on my phone versus my desktop and my three laptops that are in front of me. So, you know, I think, as I said, the world is changing, and we're providing that gateway technology now to a whole new world of real-time versus analog.
Yeah, absolutely. In past interviews, you've spoken about the importance of third-party validation. Can you maybe speak a little bit to what the reception or the response has been to date for PulseIR?
Well, it is very important. And as I said here, you know, new product education, market education, market readiness, there's a lot of, you know, contributing variable factors that sometimes slow down progression. You know, obviously we see this in our business of early days. It's about use case and pilots and building relationships and building credibility once you're in these verticals. And, you know, some of these ones now where we're running with some of the largest companies in that particular vertical, it's because of those early stage third-party validation moments. And I think here that it's been really great to align with some of the key stakeholders within the industry. That's, you know, to me, the aha moment, I think, is that, hey, I think this is a great idea. But when you see the excitement of our reseller partnerships now, this is really the part where we look at, great, here's the core base product, and here's all the great things that we're going to add to it throughout the year. And those that get in early here are going to benefit from all this early adoption and usage to gain a leg up. So it's not, I said, you know, in the last couple of weeks here, since we've sort of launched, soft launched commercially, having conversations, it's been very positive. You know, our team's done a great job of representing my vision and development, and now the commercial forward customer facing side of it, the marketing and all the video stuff that Nathan's been shooting, and your marketing team's done a great job of positioning and bringing this all to life now. And the response to this is, you know, it's been very overwhelming. And which drives my excitement, as you can see by the smile on my face, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's great. Just kind of, you know, from a different angle, do you see other potential applications for PulseIR other than just investor relations?
Yes, for sure. Client management is really what it is, right? And if you look at it, I'm the CEO and chairman of a company, and the investors are ultimately clients if you look at it from that perspective. So client management is a big one. So if you look at, the retail broker world as to how they communicate with their customer base, integrating all of the different CRMs as we see with Salesforce and all the different platforms of which they use today. Our ability and our forefront of driving connected worlds and connected platforms plays a big part of the growth here. It plays a huge part for organizations as we solve a lot of their silos. So as I see this growing here, this grows much further than simply investor relations. And that's really the core of all of our technology. As we've said ad nauseum here, core technology, new vertical, same technology. And we've just found new ways to reinvent and solve industry problems and provide transformative technology. And that's what we're exactly going to do here with Pulse.ir.
Yeah, that's very cool. So would you say that, probably Pulse.ir is one of the products you're most excited about for this next year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of key things, as I mentioned, in some new verticals and existing verticals where we're going long and narrow and deep now. There's some great additions coming internally to the team and a very, refined focus, I would say, on some of those. While the new, product such as Pulse is obviously was stood up as a private co-subsidiary of the company, which gives us some great agility and tremendous value to shareholders, of course, as it grows from a potential dividend perspective and whatnot. So there's a lot, I think, a lot of excitement, of course, that I do have with it because it's early stage with tremendous, tremendous upside for us. I think from a, obviously a reporting and asset perspective, it's going to play a big role in revenues on our balance sheet. And as we continue to look to grow Pulse, and we've got a lot of different options and a lot of interest as to which way we juke and jive, as they say.
Well, and as part of these new strategies, we now got a new website out for our investors. So we'll look forward to communicating with everybody through that as well.
Well, I think that's a great point, and I haven't had a chance to touch on that yet, but your team's done an amazing job, right? I mean, it still kind of shocks me. I mean, I'm very proud to see the evolution of the early sort of stage career for a lot of these, great people that you've found here. And it just shows what happens when you're passionate about what you're doing and you're bought in and everyone's accountable as to what the goal is. And your team's like knocking it out of the park, left, right, and center. So it's something I'm very proud of to be part of course, with your team. And when I look at what they've done from the branding, I go year over year. And where does the company grow? Not just from a business perspective, but from, it's a lot of what we do from bigger picture stuff of, as I said, not where you start, it's where you finish, and reverse engineering that roadmap, evolving as a company. I mean, even, we put a great deal of thought and we are continuing to do so in our earnings calls and the way we present using analytics and insights and some of these now dashboards that we're utilizing. And that's our goal, is to continually get better, learn from what we've done and learn from, mistakes or failures, as people say. And to me, it is those learning moments which help you grow as a company. And, the relaunch and the investor side, we're making it a lot easier for people to find information. The video content and marketing content, a lot more on point with the story of which I tell on a day-to-day basis, where previously I felt there was a bit of a disconnect in what that looked like. But no, it's great. And we'll continue to look to evolve. We'll continue to look, blaze new trails in the industry and in the capital markets. And I'm very excited about the year ahead, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and both myself and my team were super excited about this year coming up. And yeah, I think overall, we feel most excited that we're finally being able to tell a bit more of that story that we hear from you on a daily basis, which is I think super important for for Fobi moving forward. So, Rob, that's all. Those are all the questions that we've got for you today. I want to thank you for joining us and for your time. And any last words for people out there?
Just stay tuned. There's, like I said, I'm very strategic, and you know, we've had a bit of a quiet period here while we get a few things in order. I think momentum's a big part of business and life, quite honestly. And there's a tremendous amount of positivity going on in the background here that I think will carry over into not just the markets, but the growth of the story and the visibility of which we're about to unleash here.
That's great. Thanks again, Rob, and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of the FOBI Insider Podcast, the place to stay connected to everything FOBI. Subscribe now for all new episodes and all the latest news. Thanks.